Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，非常欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
Do you have any experience with physical punishment?
你曾经被体罚吗？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言13章24节。
He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24.
箴言十三章二十四节，不忍用杖打儿子的是恨恶他，疼爱儿子的随时管教。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来了解一下这段经文的意思。
He who spares the rod, spares, S-P-A-R-E-S, spares.
He who spares the rod, he, 他, 这个他呢用 who 来引导一个子句形容这个他是怎么样的他。这个他 spares, 免除不用叫做 spares, S-P-A-R-E-S, spares.跳过也叫做 spares. Spares, 不用什么或免除了什么呢?
The rod. Rod, R-O-D, rod.
Rod, 就是杖,棍子,叫做 rod, R-O-D. 所以 he who spares the rod, 就是呢,不想用杖,不想用棍子,管教儿女的,会怎么样呢?
Hates his son.Hates, H-A-T-E-S, hates.
Hates, 就是恨恶叫做 hates, H-A-T-E-S, hates. Hates his son, 就是恨恶他的儿子。所以这小段呢，中文圣经翻译成不忍，就是不忍心用杖打儿子的是恨恶他。
But he who loves him is careful, careful, C-A-R-E-F-U-L, careful.
接着说 but, 但是呢 he who 又是同样的句型 he who 就是他这样一个他呢 loves him 就是爱他这个他在这里就是指他的儿子他的儿女爱他呢就会怎么样呢 is careful是小心的叫做 careful, C-A-R-E-F-U-L, careful, 小心怎么样呢?
To discipline him, discipline, D-I-S-C-I-P-L-I-N-E, discipline.
Careful, 小心来管教他, careful to discipline him, discipline 就是管教, D-I-S-C-I-P-L-I-N-E,C-I-P-L-I-N-E, discipline him, 他是指的这个儿子。好，所以这一小段呢，中文圣经翻译成疼爱儿子的随时管教。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们接着跟着 Catherine 老师来读这段的经文。
He who spares the rod...Hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24.
箴言十三章二十四节，不忍用杖打儿子的是恨恶他，疼爱儿子的随时管教。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入我们分享的时间哦。
According to this verse, the Bible agrees with physical punishment.
我们要思考的问题是，如果根据这一段的经文，那么说圣经是同意对孩童体罚吗？
This verse is often used in support of physical discipline.
这个经文常常被用来支持体罚。
But it is important that this physical discipline is controlled and not a form of abuse.
但是我们要注意的是，很重要的，这样的体罚是在有限的范围里控制得当，并且不是虐待。
A child should not be disciplined physically to the extent that they have physical damage.
一个孩子不应该在身体上被管教到一个程度，他们受伤了。
This discipline is based on godly principles and love for our children.
所以这样的原则是建立于上帝给的原则，并且是出于对我们儿女的爱。
And to help them avoid sin and respect authority.
是要帮助他们远离罪并且尊敬权柄。
Discipline is used to correct and train our children.
管教是用来纠正并且训练我们的孩童。
To go the right way.
来走上正确的道路。
And not to harm them physically or mentally.
而不是在肉体或者是精神上来伤害他们。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
我们最后再来听这段的经文。
He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24.
箴言十三章二十四节，不忍用杖打儿子的是恨恶他，疼爱儿子的随时管教。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to write to us. We would love to hear from you.
如果你有任何问题或建议，请写信给我们，我们很乐意收到你的来信。
We have teaching materials on our website for you to download. Please check it out.
我们有讲义在网站上供您下载，你可以前往看一看哦。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再聊。